At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know that this is going to be a Safety FM mini-episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM Mini. This is Jay Allen. Boy, it seems like it's been a long time since we actually had this conversation, but it's only been a week. And of course, we talked last week about part one, about how does isolation affect the human brain. And guess what? I told you there would be a part two, which I hate doing podcasts in a version of part one, part two. But unfortunately, because of the length of the other one, I didn't know if it was the right thing to call it a mini and go into both parts in one time. So we ended up clipping the thing and saying, okay, let's do it again. So as we get into this on this lovely Friday, March the 4th of 2022, let's talk. In the previous episode, we talked about the different types of isolation and how they affect us. In this part, though, we are going to be discussing on some of the helpful tips about how to handle such a situation and what to do to feel better. Because granted, just the word isolation itself brings a certain gloomy feeling with it to many people. I mean, think about it. The moment that I say isolation, what do you think about? I mean, I'll tell you right away when I hear the word, because of the TV shows I watch, I think about prison isolation. It seems that way. At least that was comes to mind. So this is why so many people are using and searching for ways to reshape the way that they think about the subject. So if you look back 5 years ago, no one would have ever found this an interesting topic. So let's just be realistic. But now it's one of the most searched things on Google. Let's talk about how the times have changed, right? I mean, you've noticed that over the last few years. We believe that everyone should find different ways to battle their negative viewpoint on isolation. Every single thing that has a good or bad side to it. And let's face it, it's nicer to focus on the good than what it is on the bad. None of us know how much longer the global state will last, and it's always better to try to be positive and hopeful instead of somber and disheartened and about the things that are going on. And with that in mind, we hope you find our ideas, you know, interesting, and consequently, you're able to look at isolation through a positive lens. Let's see how you can actually do some of this yourself and feel better about, you know, the way that the meaning of the days are attached to the subject matter. So first off, I would say have hobbies. This is the best idea for similar situations. Hobbies are one of the ways of escaping the reality around us, and they are a never-ending source of inspiration. You can focus on some of the already things that you might like and improve your time massively by doing this. This way, isolation can be useful for you. It will be given to you in the time to become a master of something you truly love. And, you know, we can use the word master however you want there. The other way is to enjoy hobbies to find new ones, because that's sometimes how hobbies do exist. You enjoy doing something, so you add something else onto it. We are sure that there are countless activities that you wanted to try out but haven't done so because of time. Well, things have changed now. This is your chance to shine. Think about it. Try some of the arts and crafts, if that's you know, your cup of tea, or learn about something that you're interested in and find a new way to, you know, write a favorite book, maybe even start a podcast, that kind of stuff. You see, hobbies are some sort of mini universes. I mean, think about it. You can get lost in them pretty quickly and constantly have more and more things to explore. Another idea here is keep in touch with your friends and family. Modern technology allows us to be close to each other, even though we are miles away. We should take advantage of the miraculous time that we are living in and connect with those friends and families. By doing this, we remind ourselves that we truly aren't alone, making our days much happier. The world can be a pretty friendly place if we reach out and if we strive to keep our relationships alive. Keep in mind that isolation is hard for everyone, so you are definitely helping the other people you love the most by just being a good friend or a good family member. And that is the objective, one of the best things that you can do for the world. Well, here's another thing that I would suggest. Stay healthy and relax. Your body will thank you for taking care of it, that's for sure. Your mental state is linked to your physical one. Let's talk about this. So if you put the work for one, the other will benefit as well. We know that at times it's hard to find motivation to stay healthy in situations like this, but small steps matter immensely. Do some exercise, meditate, try to eat, sleep normally. These things will positively affect your mental health, which is crucial if you start feeling lonely. Doing all of that, and don't forget to relax, because none of this should be as seen as a chore or some sort of negative activity. It's simply your way of taking care of yourself. And I know it's easier said than done, but man, there are so many different applications and apps that are out there that you can help you get motivated for working out. And let me give you some final thoughts if I could do that. Isolation can be tricky. We all know that it's not always easy to be alone. Today, more than ever, we can see it's so important to try to be best to cope with a situation like this. It's incredibly important to remind ourselves that there are some good sides to everything and to focus on them. This is why we choose to end this on a high note, opposed to it just being kind of a Debbie Downer, asking you to have this one open-minded question. What do you think is the next thing you'll find and fall in love with thanks to the free time you have? I would love to hear what that is. If you want to, come to our website, safetyfm.com. Leave us a note. Let us know what you have come up with. Anyways, thank you for taking a listen to this mini episode, even though it did seem longer than a mini, so I do apologize about that. But I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.